Avery was freed after DNA evidence proved he did not commit the rape he spent 18 years in prison for. He was to have joined several other exonerated prisoners at this week's symposium at the UW Law School to talk about the difficult process of rebuilding their lives after serving time for crimes they didn't commit. John Prey of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says of the hundreds of people who've been freed by the National Innocence Movement, Avery is the only one to face murder charges after his release. Prey says during the time the Innocence Project worked to free Avery, he was friendly and helped to draft legislation aimed at preventing future wrongful convictions, and there was never any hint that he might someday commit a crime like the one prosecutors plan to charge him with this week.
There was really no sense from anyone that I know of looking at Steve that could have imagined these kinds of charges would arise.
Prey says exonerated prisoners face a difficult time readjusting to life outside prison, and a few have gone back to prison for committing new crimes. This week's symposium will highlight a problem that lawyers in the National Innocence Movement are just beginning to try to address.
I think the National Innocence Movement has recognized there are needs felt by people that when they're released after many, many years of false imprisonment that are not being met by the current system.
An award-winning film telling the story of how seven freed prisoners overcame those problems will be the centerpiece of the UW Symposium this Thursday. Meanwhile, Stephen Avery, who was the Wisconsin poster boy for the campaign to free the wrongfully convicted, remains in jail. A special prosecutor assigned to the Halbeck murder investigation says evidence being analyzed by the state crime lab may lead to charges against others involved in the murder. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.